Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, the state is stepping in after the third coronavirus outbreak in the oncology department at Albany Medical Center. Give us the story.
Yeah, this story started to emerge late Monday afternoon. The state health department is ordering changes to the coronavirus protocols at Albany Medical Center's oncology floor. After a third coronavirus outbreak in 3 months, it sickened more than 50 patients and staff. And that's according to the New York State Nurses Association. The action came after an anonymous nurse's complaint to the state last month. In a January 18th letter to the health department, an Albany Med nurse begged for help, laying out some of the staff's issues with how the hospital has handled the pandemic and cancer patients. The letter notes that only a handful of nurses in the oncology unit have not tested positive. Department of Health spokeswoman Jill Montag told the Times Union, as a quote, "During this unprecedented pandemic, ensuring hospital infection control practices are being followed is a top priority. As this may be the subject of an ongoing investigation, we cannot comment further." Albany Med couldn't be reached for comment on Monday, but in the past, the hospital's management has defended its infection control practices. Officials have said coronavirus cases at the hospital have been brought in by staff who were infected outside their workplace rather than the virus being spread inside the hospital by patients. This latest controversy at Albany Med is unfolding as the nurses union and the management continue to have sort of an acrimonious labor dispute.
Well, from there, we're going to pick up the story about disgraced NXIVM leader Keith Raniere. You'll remember him and the cult that he was involved with and that many testified against him in court about. And it's a enterprising story that started with the Times Union. Give us an update. He's in Arizona and apparently recovering from the coronavirus.
He's recovering from a COVID-19 case at the federal prison where it looks like he's going to be serving his sentence, at least in the coming years. The convicted sex offender has new attorneys, too, who are trying to help him appeal his conviction and his 120-year prison sentence. As you know, Raniere is the disgraced personal guru known as Vanguard. Federal prosecutors said he used his organization to prey on women. But one of his new attorneys, Joseph McBride, told the Times Union's Rob Gavin that Raniere is still recovering from his bout with the coronavirus and that he started experiencing symptoms as he was being transported from the federal holding facility in Brooklyn, where he had hoped to stay, and it manifested on his trip to Tucson.
He is Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.